And Mike.
All right. Well, following that terrific summary of litigation, this is somewhat related. I will preface my comments by saying that I'm not enthusiastic about the activity that we've had to take with some members who have taken hold of a very similar domain name. Our domain name, as was pointed out, is nevadaassembly.org. The domain that is the offending domain is called the nevadaassemblygov.land. And that comes out of Clark County predominantly. It's being used regularly, and they're sending emails out with that email return with that domain name, and they have a website with that domain name. So this is a clear infringement on our common law copyright for our name. We have an identity that has been in place since at least 2021, 2022. This just recently came out in the early fall of last year, September, I think, and was being used by some individuals down in Clark County. So I sent a cease and desist letter, which I think is linked there, Sue, from the agenda. That was sent on the 26th of January. It went by signed receipt, returned, registered mail, and it was sent to the address where Rocky Roper ordinarily and has accepted email or mail from that at that site before. So I sent, let me see exactly how I titled it so that I'm being accurate about this. Let me see here. Hang on a quick second. I'm sorry about that.
Mike, may I think it was Nevada Militia Domain Infringement Report. That was one of them. And
That's the
then,
report. Yep.
go ahead. Sorry.
Well, so we've got the report that I put out afterwards. Before that, I sent the cease and desist letter. So that was sent via certified mail, and it's got the link document has the tracking number on it and the whole thing. So it was sent down to Las Vegas, and it was addressed to registrant of domain name, the nevadaassemblygov.land, care of registrar William Rocky Roper and or associates. So I don't know, if you don't know, you can go and look up on Whois a lookup to see who owns the domain, but it's hidden because most people have it hidden so that they're not, their privacy is maintained. So I don't know exactly who the registrant of the domain is specifically, but it's been used by Rocky and some others there on Clark County for quite some time. All of his coordinator emails go out with that domain moniker on it. So I sent that down there and nobody would sign for it. So now that it has had it's run its course, it was not received. It's being published now to the Nevada Assembly membership. And I created a report as a result of the fact that it was not received. And that's the second link that's in there. So here's what this has to do with. Let me get this back. So what can happen with this and what the cease and desist letter, sorry. My computer's not acting correctly here. Sorry about this. One quick second. So in the cease and desist letter, there were demands made. First off, the declared actions constitute a trademark infringement and unfair competition. And this is under 15 U.S.C. section 1114, 1125A. These are what we would refer to as air jurisdiction because it's in cyberspace. Anything that has to do with email, cyberspace issues are air jurisdiction under UCC. It is also considered cyber squatting by taking a name like that. And we we stated that, or I stated that the actions constitute cyber squatting under the Anti-Cyber Squatting Consumer Protection Act, ACPA, 15 U.S.C. 1125D section. So it's an infringing domain on our copywritten domain, and there may be potential violations of other state, federal, or federal laws or deceptive trade practices as a result. As I preface this is not how I want to spend my time. Here are the demands that I made through the cease and desist letter. Immediately cease all use of the infringing domain, including disabling the associated website and ceasing any email or other communications using the addresses tied to it. Transfer full ownership of the infringing domain to the Nevada Assembly within 10 days of receipt of this letter. You may initiate the transfer through your registrar. 3, provide written confirmation that you have complied with the above and will not register or use any domain names incorporating Nevada Assembly, quote, or confusingly similar terms in the future. And 4, cease all representations that your activities are affiliated with, endorsed by, or representative of the Nevada Assembly. So this is a serious issue. It has created a tremendous amount of confusion as to what authority the folks using this domain have. They appear to have authority that was never granted or validated for them, and it needs to stop. Now, we have a couple of options. We can file a Uniform Domain Name Dispute Resolution Policy complaint with ICANN, I-C-A-N-N, approved provider. That costs $1,500 to file the claim. We can initiate federal court action, which I'm loath to do, under ACPA, seeking transfer, cancellation, statutory damages up to $100,000 per domain, and actual damages and attorney's fees, and then any other lawful claims as appropriate. So what I want to present to the people here and the ones that are listening on recordings is I'd like to have some indication of where I go from here. I think I've done as much as I can do as a militia commander to address this issue. I've made a report regarding this, and the continuing, you know, kind of conflicting stuff that's going on between North and South on the state. I'm tired of it. I'm sure most of you are tired of it. I'd like to put this away and not have to come back to it. I have lots of other things I'd rather spend my time on, but we have a persistent effort to essentially loot our jurisdiction from the Nevada Assembly, from elements that are interested in doing that. Rocky Roper is on recording and says that, well, the Nevada Assembly is not doing their job, so I'm going to set up a new assembly for them. That's not how this works. This comes from the membership, from the militia members, and from the General Assembly members on Nevada. We need to discuss how we'd like to move forward with this, and that's why I presented this information. So with that, I'll yield and open it up to any questions or comments about how we go forward.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, so Mike's, the letter that he sent to Rocky and the report that he did are both linked, so everyone should review that, and then you can provide your feedback directly to Mike. Mike's email address is on the agenda, and, you know, of course, will also be on the recording, the minutes for the recording. So, you know, read it over, and because the assembly is the drivers, so it's up to the men and women on the assembly to decide, you know, what action to take or how to approach this situation. And with that, I'll open it up to anyone else who has comments or questions. Okay, and if there's no further comments or questions.
Yeah, I don't see any hands up, but I do have a question for Mike. As we know, Rocky Roper is running his own meetings, and I'm wondering, just as a question, I don't know if it's what you want to do. I tend to not like to be a part of those meetings, but is that something we tell him that we have a militia report that we need to present to him and his meeting and serve him with that notice at that time?
Well, we have older email addresses that he, I believe he still receives email at those email addresses. I personally feel that at the very least, the membership should make a determination as to whether or not we recognize that domain and whether or not it should be utilized in any official capacity whatsoever. I would recommend no, and I'm not inclined to utilize it to communicate with those folks. So we do have other ways that we can send the information out. I think most people on Clark County get these notices for these meetings. They have the links. I'm sure if Rocky's not getting things directly because we're not using that email or that domain name on his email, he'll get it one way or the other. I'm happy to reach out and discuss it with him. I tried to make it a formal discussion, and nobody would sign for the certified letter. So this is kind of, it's childish, frankly, and it's not operating in honor. They knew when they registered that domain that it was a clear, you know, it resembled exactly, and the website that they have mimics much of what we try to do on the state level. I'm not particularly interested in meddling in Clark County at all, but when it impacts the state, I have an obligation as an officer, an elected officer on the state, in the militia commander, to defend the state. So that's why I made that that effort to mail, registered mail directly there. I can certainly follow it up if anybody has any suggestions about that with other ways of getting it to them, but we've already made a good faith effort to take care of this, and I just like this to stop.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it, frankly. I think everybody else is too. I want it to stop. I want to start building the assembly without conflict, and Clark County is, it's up to Clark County to, you know, work out any issues they have with leadership or how they're doing business, but this cannot happen. This is a direct fraud against the Nevada Assembly, and it needs to be addressed, in my view. As militia commander, that's what I'm recommending, that it be addressed one way or the other. If we spend the $1,500, maybe we do a GoFundMe page, and people who've got a little more money than some of us, then we can make a contribution until we hit the $1,500, and we'll make an ICANN complaint. And I've already done the research on the ICANN complaint. We'll win it. I'm
yeah.
confident of that. We're years and years established ahead of any kind of activity that's going on with this new domain. So we've got a very good case. It's ICANN. Somebody just put in the comment, ICAN. It's ICANN. And let me look real quick here. I think I've got the full name.
And Mike, another possibility is that they are having an in-person, or what they're calling an in-person meeting, Saturday. So that's another way that we could hire a service, somebody to serve it to him directly, because I believe we have the, I don't know if we have a date and time, but I'm sure he'll put it in an email. Yeah, because this is confusing to everybody, or to a lot of people, not everybody, but it is confusing. And
they're using the domain outside of the county as well, so it's going to people
yes.
all over the state.
Yeah.
That's just not appropriate. It's just not appropriate.
It would
and
be
I do
nice
have a
could...
person. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say it would be nice if we could work this out without having to take it up a notch, and keep it in the land and soil and work it out. There's obviously some confusion on jurisdiction when you're talking about land that's the state. And I know on the last minutes, someone had sent me the minutes to his last meeting, and he's talking about two counties, but then he's talking about the state. So it's confusing, you know, as to what jurisdiction you think you're operating in, and if you're operating at the state level, why aren't you bringing things to the state meetings? So anyway, with that, I yield. Doug, did you have another comment you wanted to make?
No, just think that we could have someone serve him there directly, or or I do have a personal email for him because he was upset that I sent him an email and he asked me where I got it, and I told him I pulled it off some website that he had established and then didn't hear anything else from him. So yeah, there's a lot of ways we can get it to him, but I think as the state, we need to, the official,
so whether
I know,
he
but do we need,
got it from the mail or not, it's already been officially sent.
But do we need to take a vote on our meeting to officially recognize the fact that we have sent this to him? And
no.
Okay. Patricia has her hand up.
Well, my thoughts, Doug, is just we should allow the General Assembly to review it and then get their input, and then if necessary in the March meeting, we could vote on how to proceed once we get input from people who are the drivers, the men and women on the Nevada Assembly. So with that, I yield.
I would like to emphasize that. I've gone as far as I think I should be going in addressing this without guidance and direction from the membership. So I'm putting it back in the membership, in the lap of the membership, and I'm happy to provide service based on their direction.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Doug. Anybody else thoughts in
Patricia
comments?
Has her hand up.
I have my hand up. And I am a militia member. And I think that Doug's suggestion that we have a real live man or woman do service of this process at this Saturday meeting is an excellent idea. Do we have someone in Las Vegas that can volunteer to do that?
What's the date of that meeting?
This coming Saturday, I think is what someone said.
Okay. I don't know. We can look into that. We can talk to some of the people out there.
Saturday. It's Saturday. Let me see. Let me tell you. Oh, 3 to 5 o'clock at the Enterprise Library.
We have a date and time. Just like I, in court, served that agent that stole my plate or was an accomplice to that crime, you got to put it in front of him. And if he refused to, or somebody refused to pick it up from mail, yes, it is served once it is mailed, and you have proof of that. But this is like a second effort, serving process live. And I highly recommend it. If we can get someone, especially a fellow militia member, to do that, and then they just have to do a statement of the date and time and who it was served to. And then that is our extra effort, so to speak. And then at our next meeting, which would be the regular general one, then that report can be made as well.
Thank you, Patricia, for your thoughts on that. And we can look into offline finding someone in Clark County that could be present to do that. I'm not going to be there, and I don't think it would be appropriate for me to do it. But so we'll do that.
No, I would think that it isn't appropriate for you to do it, but we're not going to go to the expense to fly down to serve that. But I don't know if there's another member down there who would do that. And plus, I don't know if we would have to email it and print it out. So it might not be feasible, but I do think that we need to make another attempt, and that would be a public attempt, so that there's a lot of witnesses that did get served. And then, Patricia, you that's the next step. I don't know what the next step after that would be, but, at least we've made good faith effort to get that to the parties.
Right. Thank you, guys. Anyone else? Comments or questions before I move on? And Mike, do you yield? Are you done with the militia report?
Yeah, that was the main point I wanted to get across at this meeting. We'll have another militia meeting coming up next month, and we'll have a new topic for discussion then. So I yield. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mike.